Hello, my name's Pete and I'm here to tell you about a cycling holiday in the UK that my company organises. The trip involves cycling the length of England and Scotland, a journey of around 1,600 kilometres. Incidentally, the fastest time anyone has ever made this journey is 1 day and 20 hours, but the shortest trip we offer is 9 days long and is what we call extreme level. We find that most cyclists choose our challenging level, which is 15 days long. But if you're fairly new to cycling, I'd recommend our beginner or regular levels. They're 28 and 21 days long. We offer this holiday twice a month during June, July, August and September. We call these our supported option, meaning you are accompanied throughout the trip. We also have an independent option, which involves us making all the arrangements for you, but you do the cycling on your own. This option appeals to people who want more dates to select from. Some people start the trip from the top of Scotland and cycle southwards, but we begin in the southwest of England. Whichever way you go, there's more rain at the start and end of the trip, with generally dry weather in the middle. We set off very early in the morning, as soon as the sun comes up, and are often helped along by the wind. You may see a few other companies offering this holiday, but ours is the only one that's been given an international award for the past 3 years in a row. We believe the value for money that our trip provides is outstanding, but it's been our trip leaders who have been recognised by the award organisers, probably because they have most interaction with customers. If you book one of our holidays, you'll be well looked after and you'll have delicious food to help you keep your strength up. We stop at roadside cafes during the day and eat at restaurants at night. From this season onwards, we're offering even more accommodation options than before. That's because we generally stay in towns overnight where there are places to suit all budgets. So, what do our holidays include? Basically, you bring your bike to the starting point and we provide the rest, except for personal belongings, cycling clothes and personal medical kits, of course. People often purchase maps of the route, but please don't bother with this unless you particularly want to, as we provide them for you, together with daily briefings and route updates. When people see that the route has a lot of hills, one question I'm often asked is how difficult the cycling is on this holiday. Overall, most hills are gentle, and the views of the countryside below are beautiful. There are some sections which consist of some very steep climbs, and the cliffs near the start can be hilly. Naturally, on a long-distance route like this, there's bound to be times when we're in busy cities. Wherever possible, we avoid busy main roads, especially dual carriageways, and in the biggest urban centres, we direct you onto cycle paths, as that's the most sensible way to avoid the worst traffic. Other things that are important to know about this holiday. Obviously, fitness is essential for all participants. Cyclists can use the services of our support vehicle, so luggage is carried for you, and our driver can do bike repairs if necessary, and he or she carries spare bottles of water too. But you don't get any rest days, so you do need to be fit and training beforehand is recommended. The trip ends with a farewell celebration, though not everyone can always stay for that. There's a certificate for everyone who completes the trip. And just for fun, we award prizes like a t-shirt for the person who gets the most injuries or who tells the best jokes. Are there any questions?